Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 5 to 18. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. Barnabas, remember, he took Paul under his wing. Remember that from the readings of last week? And now Barnabas is going to experience the same lot that Paul has. When we stand by people, we have to be able to suffer with them. Suffer with them. We have to know that's part of the deal. And the true friend is one who stands by you when you're really suffering. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, so everybody's against them in a certain way, together with their leaders to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it, and they fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. They didn't stop. They were just prudent. They went elsewhere because they didn't want to be arrested. They didn't want to be deprived of being able to preach the gospel. They were just smart. They moved. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed. This is Paul. And cried out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and he began to walk about. Can you imagine someone who had never walked? Never. Stand up straight on your feet. What does it say? The scripture says, Paul looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed. That's a supernatural gift. You can look at somebody and say, yep, faith is there. In other words, I believe there is a God, and I believe that that God loves me, and I will follow him. Stand up straight on your feet. He jumped up and he began to walk about. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out in Lycaonian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes because he was the chief speaker. And the priest of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he, together with the people, intended to offer sacrifice. The apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their garments. In other words, this is sacrilegious. You know, they tore their garments when they saw great sin or evil. Now, it was not that the people were totally responsible because they didn't understand. They were just going based on external circumstances. Here, this is a God who has come to us, who can heal. Human beings can't heal one another. We can't make someone who has never walked walk. In fact, he had never even stood on his feet. We can't do that. He must be a God. And the apostles Barnabas and Paul didn't get swayed by this. They didn't think, well, yeah, we are pretty good. I mean, we're not gods, but boy, we're pretty good. But they didn't. They tore their garments when they heard this. And they rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you. We're human beings. We proclaim to you good news that you should turn from these idols, the idols you're worshiping, to the living God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways, yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness, for he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." In other words, you have a good God. There is a God in heaven. It's not gods with, lowercase. It's not gods with small g's. You have a God. You have the God, the one and only God, the true God. But even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. They were used to worshiping idols, and they thought he was a little above the idols of stone that they worshiped, but he's still, that's what they thought. So he had to bring them from paganism to Christianity. Not easy. Psalm 115, not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. This thread has been going through this entire week, if you've been following the program, this thread of humility, not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory. To your name give the glory. Do you turn everything that people compliment you on? Doesn't mean you're not grateful for what they're saying. You may have done a good deed. You may have done something very generous, something very self-sacrificing, and people are trying to praise you for it. Say thank you. Thank you. But you know what? I'm not the source. I'm the servant. I'm not the source. The source is God. Come, I'd like to introduce you to the source of all good. That's how we do it. We don't say, oh, I didn't do anything. Don't just ignore me. Turn away from me. Don't get into that kind of false piety. Just say, yes, thank you very much. God has used me here, but it's God that you want to know. It's God that you want to draw close to. It's a relationship with him that you want, not necessarily me. I am the servant, not to us, O Lord, but to your name be the glory. And the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 21 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me." So that's, Jesus is telling us very clearly, that's the indicator. That's the measuring stick when we say, oh, I love God. Do you know the commandments and obey them? Or don't you? Do you know him? Are you willing to follow him his way? Because Jesus says, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me," now here we go, brothers and sisters, hear this, "whoever loves me will keep my word." You can't keep the word if you don't know the word. You can't know the word unless you read the word daily. "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." God will come, and he will be very near. And he will stand with us. But you've got to step out in faith. "Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me." The word comes from the Father. Do you love him? Do you love him enough to follow him? Do you love him enough to obey him? "I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." Brothers and sisters, now the scriptures are telling us that the Holy Spirit is coming. And the Holy Spirit will dwell within us. And it's the Holy Spirit who will teach us everything. It's the Holy Spirit who will give us power. It's not on our own power. We can't do it on our own power. We're not capable of it on our own power. But if we rely on God, if we believe his word, if we trust him, If we turn to him every time we're in need, I'm tempted to sin. Come, Holy Spirit, lead me in the way of truth. Help me to do what is right. When something happens that frightens us, come, Holy Spirit, come with your courage and strengthen me here that I might be a servant in this set of circumstances, that I might bring your goodness into something that's frightening. Come, Holy Spirit, I don't know how to answer this question that my child has brought to me, or a student has brought to me, or a co-worker, or a friend. Come, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. Help me. Give me courage. Give me insight. That's the way to pray. That indicates I'm not the source. That's an act of humility. And when we do that, God definitely blesses us. Whoever does not love me does not keep my word, that yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. Even Jesus says, I'm not the source. The source is the Father. Everything flows from the Father. Jesus helps us to learn to know the Father and to love him. The Holy Spirit empowers us to take the love of the Father for the Son and the Son for the Father and live it out. We're part of the family of God. We're brought into that inheritance that is ours. And Jesus says, I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you. He will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Oh, brothers and sisters, there's so much spiritual combat out there. The enemy wants to destroy us. He does. We're in a battle. You say, oh, I'm not worth that. Oh, yes, you are. Anybody who does love God or has the real potential to love God is an enemy of the devil. And he wants to destroy you. He wants to keep you from all that God has for you. We need the Holy Spirit. We need him to inspire us. We need him to strengthen us, to give us courage, to give us wisdom, to give us hope, to give us good counsel. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. You need him. We all need him. God knew. Christ knew that we needed the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. We're going to celebrate Pentecost in the not too far distant future. I want to see you ready to renew the vows you made at your baptism, to renew the vows, the promises you made at confirmation. I want you in a place to be able to say, Lord, I have followed you, I know you, I love you, and I want to serve you even more. Come, Holy Spirit. Or if you're in the position of saying, Lord, I've been far from you. I have not really known you, but I want to learn to know you. I want to repent of my sin. I want to live in the power of your Spirit. Anything like that, then I'll show you. In the coming programs, I'll talk about this, about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and what God has in store for you. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.